Residency requirements and trustee compensation were among the topics discussed during several South Jacksonville meetings last night. South Jacksonville Mayor Steve Waltrip says he believes members of the Personnel and Finance Committee are in agreement when it comes to department heads being required to live within the village.
We tried to line it up to be similar with what the police department has and then the water and sewer, which are under union contracts. So all employees can live within a 30-mile district, but it was mentioned tonight, and I think that everybody's in agreement that the department heads must live in the village.
Another item brought up during the personnel and finance meeting was the issue of trustee compensation. Co-chair Ken Wilson mentioned that after researching other comparable towns in the area, South Jacksonville trustees received considerably less compensation.
It came to my attention that our pay is less than anyone else around. So I decided, since someone brought that to my attention, that I would do my own research. And so I end up calling 7 different communities, and we are definitely the lowest of anyone around.
And Wilson explains why this issue is just now coming up.
The reason that I'm considering this is just because, first of all, we have not even talked about this for 12 years. The mayor has had a raise since then. The clerk has had a raise since then, and the trustees have not. It's not all about the money. We're working because we enjoy doing our job, and we want to represent the citizens, and we want to do our best. It's also, whenever you have the positions open for trustee, you want to get quality people in here that their heart is in the right place, and they want to do the right thing, but it does involve a lot of work, and it does involve a lot of time.
The Public Protection Committee, as well as the Planning and Public Facilities Committee, also met last night. Other discussion topics included improving the village's boardroom, an ordinance violation court, and a solicitation opt-out option.
At Barfield Carpets, we've got the ticket to your magic carpet ride. Come see us today.
We've got flooring. We'll save you more. When you see just what we got, we're going to be your carpet store. The best selection, we treat you nice. Why don't you come see us today for a magic carpet price?
For first quality carpets and first quality installations, call Barfield Carpets at 243-2655.
Fast service, competitive rates, and a hassle-free experience. When you get a loan, your bank should offer all those things. At the Farmer State Bank and Trust Company, we make sure you get all that and something else. Personal, caring attention from an experienced lender who listens. And since we're local, we make lending decisions fast. It's pretty much everything you want in a bank. So call us. It's better over here.
This is Thomas Meehan. Make a better banking connection with us at the Farmer State Bank and Trust Company.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jacksonville police made one arrest last night. 44-year-old David Clark of the 800 block of North Church was arrested at his residence at around 7:30 p.m. for domestic battery. Clark remains in custody. Waverly police made one arrest last night. 25-year-old Kyle Lauder of Waverly was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around midnight for burglary. Lauder remains in custody. The Jacksonville Public Library is announcing a new way to check out books with a smartphone. Library officials say all you have to do is download the KeyRing app on your phone, open it, touch the plus sign button on the screen, scan the barcode on your library card, touch select a store, and pick Jacksonville Public Library from the list of merchants, or type it manually. After that, you can present your phone while checking out books. Governor Bruce Rauner is approving a bill that expands funding for early childhood education. Governor signed the measure into law yesterday during a ceremony with his wife, Diana. Legislation will ensure that 20% of early childhood funds will be spent on educational services for kids age 3 and below. And the Illinois State Board of State Board of Elections says a cyber attack forced the state's online voter registration system to be shut down. The attack happened last week. State Board General Counsel Ken Menzel says the investigation is in the early stages.
We detected on July 12th that there had been an incursion into the Illinois voter database. We shut the system down immediately and started doing analysis as to exactly what happened. We're still in that process right now. We figured out how they got in. We closed that poll. We've been looking at the site. We're getting ready to open the site back up for the election authorities. reset everybody's passwords and all of that sort of thing.
Menzel offers a timetable for restoring service.
We think the online voter registration will be up in the next couple of days. We're still trying to figure out exactly what information was accessed, and it's probably going to be another 10 days to 2 weeks for us to get through that process.
And Menzel says the board is confident no voter information was altered.
When you're in need of new shoes or boots, visit Brown Shoe Fit, 1901 West Morton in Lincoln Square Shopping Center. You'll find the latest styles from Sass, New Balance, and Clarks. And there's Red Wing boots for men. There are many other brands that will scream comfort. If you're looking for style that will make your feet smile, then shop Brown Shoe Fit. It's the place you need to be. That's Brown Shoe Fit, 901 West Morton, Lincoln Square Shopping Center, Jacksonville. Call 243-2926.
News notes this morning. Don't forget Jacksonville Main Street's Levitt Amp Concert Series continues. Aaron Hamm and the One Drops Band performing roots, reggae, and Mississippi River blues and soul. 7 p.m. tonight, Downtown Square, Jacksonville. It's free and open to the public.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.